So it's Wednesday morning, and we just had breakfast. And so, Teresa, so tell me, what have you done so far for classes that have been interesting?
Well, I did fruit dissection, and we got to learn how many, like, seeds and stuff were inside the fruit. And when we did, after we did that, we got to eat them.
What kind of fruit did you dissect?
We dissected strawberries, grapes, kiwis, tomatoes, avocados, and I think a date.
What have you been doing for field group?
We've been going to the beach a lot. Yesterday I fell.
Did you get dirty?
I got soaked.
So what did you learn at the beach, or what did you see at the beach that was interesting?
I saw a live clam and a bunch of, like, little hermit crab thing shells.
Have you been out to the swamp yet?
We went out a little bit to the marsh. We didn't really go that far. We saw, like, a dead bird wing and part of its bone.
Are you in Ben's field group?
Big Sky.
Yeah, I heard about the bird wing. So today you're going on a long hike, right?
Yes, so we're going to the beach.
Excellent. Well, I'll have to talk to you about that later. Thank you. Okay, I'm sitting here with Michaela and Andrea and Emma and Caroline and Maya, and it's Wednesday morning, and they're going to tell me some of the classes they've been taking and what they've been doing and what they are learning. Okay, so Michaela, so tell me about one of your classes.
I took a fruit dissecting class, and I learned that many different plants can be fruit.
So what kinds of fruits did you dissect?
I dissected avocados, tomatoes, kiwis, and many other fruits.
And Andrea, I happen to know you took the same class. And so what makes a fruit a fruit?
Well, it has to grow from a flowering plant, and that's pretty much it.
And there's something about the seed, right?
Uh-huh. So fruits can have seeds on the outside or on the inside or just one big pit.
Was there anything you found surprising about the fruit dissection?
Well, we had a special type of grape, and their seeds were really, really big, and that was really surprising to me.
Okay, Maya, what have you been doing that's been interesting?
I took Beluga's roller coasting class.
Oh, yeah, what kind of roller coaster did you make?
Well, I made a roller coaster that had, we used foam tubes, and we were lucky because one of the tubes were, really big. So we raced down the marble and see if it worked or not. And some of the roller coasters did, and some of them didn't, just because of the structure and how high it was.
So did you have to modify or change your roller coaster?
Yeah, we had to change the loop-de-loop a little bit.
Cool. How about you, Emma? What have you been doing that's been interesting?
I took a class with Just Glenn about theater or improv, and I had a really great time. We pretended to be in a scene, and we had to act out, and it was a game called Freeze. So he would say freeze, and we would switch out each other's parts, and it was really cool to see the different ideas of, like, comedy and things that people had to say.
Okay, how about last night, the night hike? Caroline, what did you do on the night hike last night?
Our field group, Big Skies field group, we didn't stay close to camp, so we went to on this sort of boardwalk thing onto a platform to the marsh, and we sat there and we did a bunch of experiments. Like, we rubbed two pieces of marble together and it glowed on the inside, and that was from, I think, it's the triboluminescence. And we also had this orange that Big Sky cut in half, and he had a match, so he lit the match and squeezed the citrus oil onto the match, and the match, like, the fire on it, it went higher and higher. And we also had wintergreen mints, and they were crushed up, and then we bit onto them, and we had a partner, and then the partner could see, like, there were little green sparks sort of in your mouth. And also, it was in the night, and we, like, went 5 feet away from our partner, and we looked at their faces, and they, like, slowly went away, and it was really scary.
So what did you do for your ILAC bead, Caroline?
Well, I lent Morgan my shampoo and conditioner because she couldn't find hers.
Very cool. Okay, how about anybody else do anything interesting last night on the night hike? Maya?
After we did the winter green thing, we, what Caroline was talking about, the face disappearing. Well, when we went, she said that if we went a farther distance away, it would, like, more of her body would disappear. I got really scared because I couldn't see anybody's face, and, yeah.
Interesting. Emma?
Well, we learned about red opsin, I think it's called. It's what builds up in your eyes to help you see in the dark. So we did this experiment where we covered our left eye with our hands and closed it. And with our right eye, we looked into a flashlight. And after looking into it for a few times, we took our hands off of our left eye and switched back and forth, and it looked like almost there was a clear plastic of red or just a darker color over our right eye than it was, because we could see better with our left eye.
Isn't that all related back to pirates? Did they?
Yeah, they kept the eye patch on, so if they had to go down to the bottom of the ship, which didn't really have lots of light, they could just switch and they would be able to see better.
Michaela, how about you?
Jess Glenn gave us a marker, and we tried to see what color it was, and it was dark. So we put the marker on ourselves, and then we tried to look at it to see what color it is. And then when we, went near some light, some of us were totally wrong about what color it was, because we can't really see in the dark.
Anything else? Yeah.
So it's sort of what Michaela said, but Big Sky had this, like, sort of yellow pocket, but we couldn't see the color, so we made us guess what color it was, and some people said it was, like, clear, yellow, orange, and it also had words on it, but we didn't know because they were black words. And then he gave us a marker, a feather, and a piece of paper, and he made us write down what color we think the marker is, what color we think the paper is, and what color we think the feather was. And the feather was purple, and I guess it was gray, and the marker was red, and it was really, I guess the marker was red, and it was really orange.
Can you explain, like, why that was that way? Did you explain anything about color, about why?
Well, he explained that we had rods and cones in our eyes. I'm pretty sure the rods help you see black and white in movement. And the cones are out, like, the rods are more towards the center of your eyes, and the rods are in the center, and the cones are more towards the out, and the cones see primary colors, but I guess they couldn't take in as much light because there wasn't as much light. But with the rods where we could see black and white, we could see black and white in movement, so it just made it easier to see movement.
How about you, Andrew? Anything interesting you learned from last night?
Well, I think they've pretty much said it all. But I thought it was really cool how the wintergreen sparked in your mouth. But I had a question that never got answered. I thought that maybe when the spark, like, maybe that's how it got a minty taste, because it kind of, like sparked in your mouth and created heat, because mint kind of heats up in your mouth.
That's a good question. You have to go back and ask your field leader if there's a connection between this taste and the sparks.
Yeah.
I think they want you now, for you're going on a nice long day hike. So, girls, thank you very much, and have a good day. Thank you for listening to episode 21 of Radio 5Y. We hope you're enjoying hearing about all our adventures up here at eCamp. Bye.